Clash of the Classics.
Hey, that's right. I recognize that intro. In fact, it's time for Clash of the Classics. Every week, we roll the clock back. We pit two classic models against one another. These battles are always fueled by National Parts Depot. All right, today the showdown is between the 1987 Buick GNX and that 1987 Monte Carlo SS. I want to start with the Buick. Now, I don't think that there's a person on the planet that would argue that this is one heck of a bad-to-the-bone Buick. Buick introduced the GNX, which stood for Grand National Experimental, back in 1987. Now, I thought of you, Spence, when I researched this clash battle, because Buick actually contracted with McLaren to develop the engine and the chassis.
I love the experimental part. The GNX had no clue out the gate, didn't know much about these cars, but upon reading about them and doing a little research and knowing what I'm going to get from the group, I can't wait to see which ones you guys pick, but the McLaren tie-in's cool.
No doubt about that. Only 500 GNXs were produced, and in the beginning, they sold for about $28,000 or so dollars each. McLaren made the little 3.8-liter V6 really come alive. The car was rated, I think, somewhere 360 horsepower with about a 16 pounds of boost through first and second gears, which I thought was pretty incredible. The boost drops to about 14 pounds in third gear. The transmission, and we had a chance to talk about this before we went on air today, without question, my favorite GM unit. Ken, you brought this up. It's the MW9. It's the overdrive unit. The transmission is so heavily sought after today that it's actually difficult to find them. I bought three of them today. I have a standing order with salvage yards all over the country that they can send me as many as they can find. Suspension system fully beefed up with a lateral torque strut bolted to the top of the differential along with some what I think are very beefy control arms. Inside, the instrumentation uses custom Stuart Warner gauges with custom GNX badging. You could order the car in any color you liked as long as it was black. And Buick claimed the car was producing 276 horsepower, but the more accurate number was probably north of 300 ponies. It was definitely a Corvette killer. Today, I don't know what it's worth. Roughly $29,000 back then, no cheap date. But Ken, let's bring you into it now. What is this car worth today?
Okay, well, there's a couple that sold for $165,000, another one went for about $150,000. But you could probably get a really nice low mileage car in the $110,000 bracket. But if you get up into the...
Gee, get me two.
But that's actually pretty good for, especially a car that there's only 500 of them.
And why did they do that? If this was such a bad to the bone vehicle, why would they produce it? Because what they're basically saying is, if it's a good car, take care of this, it's going to be worth a fortune in 20 years.
Well, I think in 1988, Buick probably decided to go in a different direction than being a performance car. What's really interesting about this car and the Grand National as well is that, I mean, they brought muscle car back into the public arena with a blast. You know, there's nothing on the road that would touch those cars then, and I think that brought the Fox Body Fords coming up and doing a lot. And you saw the muscle car take off again. And who would believe that a manufacturer like Buick would be the one that would light this fire again? That is very interesting. But this particular car was just an outstanding car for a lot of different reasons. I would like to point out one real quick thing about the difference between this and the Grand National. They also did a lot of bracing, you didn't mention, Donnie, on the car behind the seat and in other parts of the chassis, because the Grand National itself on that old chassis that basically was a 70s Regal body, they were actually tearing at the opper windows because of the torque of the Grand National.
Twisting the car.
Yeah, they were twisting the car that bad. They actually tore. If you go out and look at some, you'll see that. So it was bad to the bone, as somebody else mentioned earlier here.
Yeah, that was me. Well, before I go any further, let me just say, whether you're looking for simple replacement parts, restoration parts, performance upgrades, whatever you're looking for, reproduction body panels, NPD, these are the folks you got to go check out. Their catalogs have part availability for just about every type of classic you can imagine. There are some restrictions. You'll have to check their website, npdlink.com. National Parts Depot makes our Clash of the Classics possible. No one knows classics like NPD, that is for sure. Let's take a look at the 1987 Monte Carlo SS. This is another awesome GM build, especially if you have the SS Aero Coupe model. We talked a little bit about this before we went on air, Ken. You and I did the styling of the front and the rear ends were unique. This was definitely a cool-looking car.
Yeah, the Aero, what they did is they put a window that was more of a slant back. Then you know, the stock Monte Carlo had more of an opera look to it. This had the slant back. And they built those cars primarily because they wanted to use that body for dynamics in the NASCAR.
Well, the engine was a bit anemic, you know, in terms of power output. You're talking the L69 5.0-liter engine did get some help for 1987. They added an aluminum intake. There was a four-barrel, I believe. That was just the start. Then the Crossfire heads, I think, were borrowed from the Camaro. That L81 camshaft, I think they borrowed that from the Corvette. Still, the end result was 180 horsepower. Transmission in the Monte Carlo, now that's another story. That's the same awesome unit that the Buick Grand National used, that MW9 competition overdrive unit, 67-to-1 ratio, 0.67-to-1 ratio. That's a fantastic trans. That change alone, though, made for far better acceleration with the rear differential coming in at 3.73. Interior is one of the coolest for the 80s. The 85-mile-an-hour speedometer was upgraded to 120-mile-an-hour gauge, which was definitely well-deserved for 1987. Chevy built 39,251 SS Monte Carlos. The original MSRP was $19,320. If we had an SS Aero Coupe, well, give us, if you can, Ken, if you're prepared for this, can you give us a look at what the SS and then the SS Aero Coupe would be worth?
Okay, you should buy a really nice SS for around $10,000. More likely, it's going to be $8,000 to $9,000. But for $10,000, we'll get you a really nice car. Now, if you're going to get the Aero Coupe, add about 50% to that.
Okay, so we're talking $15,000,
$16,000, yes.
Okay, Spence, I'll start with you. Between these two cars, I think I know where you're going to head because of the McLaren influence, but talk about both cars.
Well, I would say, man, rolling out with the GNX, so exciting, innovative, the law of scarcity with only 500 made, that rule. Got to follow it. The SS just didn't pop in any way, shape,
really?
Or form
no,
for
I'm
me whatsoever.
Yeah.
Not even visually. It's all the way with the GNX. I think it's a cooler looking car. And once you guys got in deep, it's the one I would want. Even forget that incredibly high price tag these days.
$165,000. Yeah,
just rolling down the street. If I'm down the boulevard, I'm going in the GNX.
Ken, where are you heading?
Well, both these cars are nice cars, but I think in this case, Chevy brought a knife to a gunfight. I got to go with the Grand National.
Okay. Jim, which one do you like?
You said I couldn't say anything if I didn't like them, and they're both pretty doggy to me, even the $111,000 car. I always go on looks. They're not the prettiest cars I've ever seen, but I'll have to go with the Buick because it is the prettier of the two.
But in terms of power and in terms of performance, which one do you like?
You know... Donnie, it's so simple because I'm a guy that wanted to change those things. You know, I'm going to go for the looks first because we can always add all the rest of the stuff.
Yeah,
but
true.
You really can't change a lot about the looks. And in my day, I've worked on those cars because I had a body shop for a little while, and they all were kind of doggy. So they're not some of my favorite cars from GM.
The thing that interests me, I guess it makes it curious to me, is Chevy releases a Monte Carlo SS. It's the Super Sport package. It looks like it's got, you know, a real performance.
It's got an aero package all over it. It's got the.
But you could almost outrun it on foot. It's like, why couldn't you?
And calling it a Super Sport.
That's the thing. All show and no go.
That's the point in the mid 80s.
They forgot the A.
In the mid 80s, nothing was out there with horsepower.
Well, yeah.
They forgot the A in front of the SS, I think, was the issue.
Well, and maybe it stands for silly stuff or something like that.
Maybe it's. Well, I'm going to roll with the Buick as well. So I guess we're going. It's a 4-to-1. Folks, you can check us out on Facebook. Let us know what it is that you like. We're just about out of time. If you got a classic ride, you're in the middle of a classic build, you're just considering getting into classic car restoration, check them out at npdlink.com. Do yourself a favor. You visit NPD. Once again, npdlink.com. That's just about all the time we have for our show. For Donnie, for Spence, for Jim Naylor, for Ken Hale, for the entire Horsepower for an Hour crew, be safe, folks. We'll see you next week.